96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lac-Couturier, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. Green Bay continues to mourn Alex Preddy. Connie Fellman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition. A banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
February is Seen and Be Seen Month in Wisconsin. The law of the month reminds drivers that headlights improve visibility and safety. The State Department of Transportation Division of State Patrol encourages drivers to check that headlights are on and working properly during periods of darkness and limited visibility. During this time of year, winter weather conditions and longer hours of darkness make it especially important to remember the correct use of headlights. State law requires drivers to use headlights during hours of darkness and all other times when there isn't enough light to clearly see a person or vehicle 500 feet away, and in adverse weather conditions like fog, rain, or snow that limit visibility. Drivers should also be sure to check twice for road users on bikes and motorcycles. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. James Kelly has more.
According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Another job to fill in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur had just got his defensive coaching staff completed. Now he's looking for a new special teams coordinator. After Rich Bisaccia stepped down Tuesday night, we spoke to Bill Huber, who covers the team.
There are 11 coordinator changes this offseason. Some of those coordinators who lost their job have landed on their feet already. So just these four veteran guys from last year were on play. So it is really late in the game to be getting in here.
College basketball. Marquette had a lead, could not hold on. The Golden Eagles losing to number 17th ranked St. John's, 76-70, head coach Shaka Smart.
A lot of credit for St. John's for the way that they ramped up. Thought our guys did a great job, you know, first two rounds of the second half, playing with aggressiveness. We're getting in the paint quite a bit, making the right decision. Against them, they're going to try to block everything. You got to find the open man. Definitely some possessions we'd love to have back.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few off and on light snow showers, mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 early on, and then temperatures will drop a bit through the afternoon. Tonight, more light snow, less than an inch, our low down to 20. Tomorrow, more light snow, less than an inch with a high of 31, and we will see some off and on light snow through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.